Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Taking a look at today's top story, trend, or topic as John and Hugh kick off their final hour with The Big Story.
You already know.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Hawks let this one get away, though. They had it on the hook, and the Thunder wiggled off, and they go on and win. So your final score here tonight, it was the Thunder 121 and the Hawks 114.
Yeah, that's just another in what is now a growing list of 3 to 4 to 5 bad losses on the year for the Dow Jones, the Atlanta Hawks, and it was not a good loss last night. They lost in the fourth quarter where they got outscored at home, gave up 37 points, got outscored by 11 in the fourth quarter, and lost by 7 to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah, Hugh Douglas, that is not good, and not good at all. And it leaves us with a lot of questions about this team right now. Another really bad, bad loss.
Yeah, fourth quarter fallout. Not a good look, especially coming off the heels of everything else that transpired before that game.
Right, and with the Hawks, what transpired before the game is the real talking point. 20 minutes from now, Landry Fields, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, will join us live. So we circle back to what happened here. So Trey dings his shoulder up, and before the game the other night, he's getting treatment on it, and apparently he meets with coach. These were the reports. And Trey said, hey, listen, I'm going to continue getting treatment. I won't be at shoot-around, so I'm not going to be at shoot-around, but I'm going to get treatment through the day, and I'll see if I can go come game time. And coach said that, Hugh, he said, hey, if you're not going to be at shoot-around, then you're going to be on the bench.
You're coming off the bench.
I'm coming off the bench. You're not going to be starting. Somehow, apparently, that got twisted into – You're coming off the bench. If you're not going to be a shooter, you're coming off the bench, or just stay home. Don't bother to show up. Now, Nate McMillan, to our Caleb Johnson, said, I never have ever told a player to stay home. But as it turns out, Trey did not come to the game. He was not on the bench. He was not available to come off the bench. He wasn't even on the bench. Not in street clothes, wasn't in the building. And that has created a bit of a, you know what, why weren't you in the building kind of thing, supporting your teammates, if nothing else, even if you couldn't go, why weren't you there?
Yeah, it's not a good look. And like, I'm not trying to place blame on anybody, but the optics of this situation, it's never going to be in your favor. You know, and that's because of the obvious reason. You make a ton of money. Nobody's going to hear, you don't want to hear what you have going on in your personals. You have to be there. And by it being handled the way that it has been handled, it leaves open for speculation, all types of speculation. Now, hopefully this is something that does not spiral into something major, but it's definitely a bad look.
Now, Trey was back last night and playing and had 23 points in the game, but the Hawks still lost the game despite the efforts of Trey and Bogey off the bench and DeJounte Murray. They ended up losing the game, and of course they're still playing without John Collins and without DeAndre Hunter, and maybe showing the effects of that, but still no excuse for blowing a lead in the fourth quarter at home to Oklahoma City. But I'm just pointing out a fact here. All right, again, we'll circle back to before the game yesterday. Zach Klein, who is the sports director and been sports director at WSB-TV for years and years and years, was in a it's a crush, okay? You got a lot of microphones that Trey's addressing the media. But Zach took the opportunity to do a kind of a one-on-one here. And now some of the reaction to this, we're going to play the whole thing. Some of the reaction to this on Twitter is to Zach is, bruh, dude, you know, let it go, because he kept going back to it and back to it and back to it. And others are saying, look, hey, Zach Klein, good for you for going back to it and back to it, trying to understand why Trey Young did not show up for this game and why he was avoiding talking about not showing up for the game. We'll let you make up your own mind. We're going to play it here. It's a minute and change, minute and 40, I think. He's going to, Zach Klein, kind of grilling Trey Young about why he wasn't at the game. Here it is.
We're all grown men here, and there's sometimes we don't always agree. And I mean, it's unfortunate that private situations and private conversations get out to the public, but I guess that's what the world we live in now. But I'll just focus on basketball and focus on helping my team win, and that's what I got to get to refocus it on.
But what's public was that you not at the game, so why weren't you there?
Man, it's not you. It's not you at me, bro.
I was curious. I mean, you're a leader of this team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for people who don't know the full situation to understand it. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's a private matter again, and it made public, which was unfortunate. And if it was stayed private, it probably wouldn't have been as big of a deal. But like I said, it's unfortunate. But my job and my goal is to win a championship, and that's all I focus on.
But you can see the perception, though, Trey. You are a leader of this team, and when you're not there to support your guys.
When you're an outside guy like you are, and you don't understand in a private matter, in a private situation, you should probably stay on the outside. And like I said, it's unfortunate that everybody has to understand and know a little bit of the details that went on inside. But, I mean, inside here, we're all good. And I mean, if you got any more questions about that, then you can talk to somebody else about it. That's all I got to say about it.
Again, I respect what you're saying about the private of the locker room, the private of the practice core. We're not here. I guess it's just a public thing of you not going to support your teammates when you're healthy about not going on the bench. So where's the disconnect there?
If I was healthy, I would have been playing.
But, I mean, John was in a boot, and he was still at the game.
Yeah, but you don't know the full story. Again. No, I don't want to.
So that's just, there's more to it. If you're being healthy, and just, I mean.
A private matter needs to stay private.
Yeah, a lot to work through in that Zach Klein interview here. And I mean, Zach went after him a little bit. He made the point. John Collins was in a boot. He was there. Where were you? And I'm not trying to pick on Trey here, but when Trey says, look, if this had stayed private, it wouldn't be such a big deal. Dude, you weren't at the game. There was no way this was staying private. You weren't. What? People were going to not notice that you weren't there?
See, this is the thing. I'm not mad at Zach Klein for doing his job. Like, let's just be honest. If we'd have been anywhere else, if we'd have been in New York, we'd have been in L.A., Philadelphia, anywhere else. But here, they would have grilled him. There would have been some follow up questions. Zach Klein came at him a little bit because he should have. Like the unfortunate thing about this is this is the truth. This is the hard truth. Trey, you are a leader, and like the unfortunate thing for you is you got defensive. You can't do that. I understand we live in a different time and people look at things differently and social media and all this other stuff. But dude, you're a leader. And you have to lead, even when you don't want to lead. Like, this is the unfortunate part about being a grown-up, and this is the thing that I struggle with all the time. And fortunate enough for me, I have people in my corner that have worked with me and talked me through certain situations that I want to blow up at certain times, but you can't do that. And, Trey, you have to be – You got to have a little bit more maturity about yourself in a situation like this, man. You do.
Do you know where the Hawks next two games? I'm not talking to you, Hugh. Do you know where the Hawks next two games are? They're at New York. He's back at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night and at Brooklyn. Now that this Zach Klein video is out there, let me tell you what's going to happen. Look, I'm on Team Trey. I'm a huge Trey Young fan. You know, Trey over Luka and all that kind of stuff. But Trey, the New York media is going to hear what Zach Klein, they're going to be playing that up there, and they're going to, you know what, they just because they want to take the knife and twist it because they're the New York media, if you have a post-game news conference, you better be ready for the New York media to come at you again. Hey, I mean, why were you at the game the other night there? You know, I mean, because they will, Hugh. That's exactly who the New York, you know, you played there.
He got immediately defensive, though. You can't do that. Like, you know, because he was talking about – he was talking about, oh, man, dang, bro, you came at me. You came at me sideways. Like, you are the face of the franchise. He's not lying. And when you don't show up for whatever reason, like, this is where you have to be. This is where being a grown-up sucks because you have to go. You have to go to work. You have to put on a face because when you don't, you leave yourself open to all of this. And I know you want to keep it private, Trey, but it's never going to be that way. It's never going to be that way. No matter what you do, you are a star in this league. And when you do things like that, it makes people look at you and see you in a different light. It really, really does.
Yeah, and worse, it makes us all start to wonder about, you know, how's the, especially when you come back, okay, you come back, and then whether it's your fault or not.
No, that's the thing.
You lose
to
Oklahoma
matter.
City.
It doesn't matter. Like, this is the unfortunate thing about being in the situation that you're in. No matter what, if it say Coach McMillan was wrong for coming at you that way, it's never going to be seen that way because you are the star. You're for what I don't subscribe to this, but it's the truth. You have to what they say, vibrate higher. You have to elevate higher. You have to be mature. You can't handle it the way that you handle it. And I know that for a fact because there's been times where I've handled things immaturely, and it has cost me. I hate being an adult. I really do. I want to throw temper tantrums. I mean, I really do, but all the time. And I want to cuss people out all the time. Can't do that. That's not the way that you handle business. That, unfortunately, that's not the way that the world works. And I know that you know that no matter what you do, you're going to be okay. But you don't want that, man, because you are a beacon of hope and a beacon of light here in this city. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be seen as that guy. For all the good that you do in this city and everything that you're doing, you don't want to be perceived as a me guy. You don't want that. Definitely don't want that.
Yeah, I just don't know how you don't show up to work and I don't know how you say it was miscommunication. First off, what miscommunication? You got to be with the team. There's no miscommunication about that unless you're suspended or in the hospital. I mean, or on some kind of leave or something. I mean, you got to be at the game. Whether you play in the game or not, you got to be there, right? And so there's no miscommunication about that, Trey. And again, I'm on Team Trey. But the second part of this is for him to point to, well, you're an outside guy, you're at me, like you said, Hugh. He's just asking the questions that everybody wants to know. You think that this is, Trey, a private issue that would have stayed private and wouldn't have been that big a deal? You didn't go to the game. It's no longer a private issue.
No, it's not. Yeah. And I think that's the thing that he probably realizes that now. And I'm pretty sure that he probably wished he would have handled it a better way. But that's the thing, man. Zach's doing his job. I'm not mad at Zach for doing his job. I think that if anything, you have to be better coached in that situation. Not taking a shot at the PR people because I think they do a tremendous job of controlling the narrative. But you should have known that was going to happen, Trey. And for you, you have to, even though he did come at you, you got to handle it better than that, man. You have to. Because now what you've done, you've opened yourself up for a whole lot of more reporters to do the exact same thing. Because you're right, in a sense, it's us against them when it comes to athletes and reporters. But they're there to do a job. And you have to realize that. And you have to let them do their job. Unfortunately, you are the story. And the fact that you weren't there, that makes it the story. And the fact that, you know, there have been rumblings in the past about certain things that have happened, that makes you the story. So you got to handle it better than that, man. You have to.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that gets your rep. And that's not a good thing that Trey wants. He doesn't want to have that rep. Whether it's true or not, because we still don't know why he didn't show up. We have no idea.
Why, yeah, I mean, like I
why
said,
was
man,
he there?
Man,
we still don't know. And by the way, that's the private part of this. I know that Landry Fields is coming up. I want to brace you for this. He's not going to say because he can't. Nate McMillan's not going to say. Trey's not going to say. So we'll never know.
It's only so many questions we can ask. So, you know,
right.
Y'all know that's the case, too. So
he's not going to say.
Just keeping it 100. You know, it's just right. This is a situation where you want to try to, at the best of your ability, you want to try to make this a non-story as much as you possibly can. But like I said, Trey, if you're listening, the more that you make it a story, the more that you are being combative and adversarial about it, it's not going to go away. Your best bet in this situation is to fall on your sword, bro, and just say, hey, man, I didn't show up. That's on me.
Yeah,
keep it moving.
I would say this. If there's a $25,000 fine for not talking to the media, maybe I would take that when I go to do these two games to New York because, Trey, I'm going to tell you, you can speak from experience. I worked in the media in New York. You played in New York. If you don't think the New York media is going to try and come at you at this after the game against the Knicks or the Nets, I got news for you. They are because that's just what they do. Oh, let's go get him. Well, Landry Fields is the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, and he will join us. It's, not just the Trey story, but also about what happened last night. What's with the team right now? Another loss to a team they should have beaten at home. Where do they stand as they head on this little mini trip up to New York City? We'll ask the GM next, live with John and you on Sports Radio 90.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Look who it is. It's
John and Hugh.
Oh, they're freaking awesome.
On Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Three-pointer. Bang!
It's time for the Hawks General Manager Report with Landry Fields.
Brought to you by your Atlanta area BMW centers. Providing legendary performance, exceptional offers, and a premium ownership experience. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Visit BMWATL.com today.
The Atlanta Hawks head to New York for back-to-back games against the Knicks and the Nets. And as they head out on the road, we welcome into the show with John and Hugh, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Landry Fields, who joins us this morning. Hey, Landry.
Landry.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
No, Landry, how are you doing?
Yeah, I could definitely be better. It's like I'm joining you guys after losses. It's a tough gig, but hey, man, I'm all right. Life is still good and still kicking here, so very thankful. But got some work to do.
Yeah, definitely. So Landry, you know, there's this report out there that there was a miscommunication between the coach and Trae Young. How does something like that happen?
Well, I mean, it's an unfortunate part about sports, and the reality is, like, it happens in a lot of different places where you have humans, you're going to have messiness at times, and relationships are hard, and they require a lot of work and a little TLC every now and again. So, you know, something like that, you know, it's an unfortunate part about how things like that do get out. You know, I'd be lying to say it doesn't happen. You know, I'm talking in general here, like, more often than not. And it's just part of the business, right? Like, we're in a high demand, pressurized situation in sports. You know, and things grow to what they do. So it's something that we've addressed head on, you know, internally, and we're definitely ready to move forward and get ourselves back on track. Because, you know, when you bring it to the basketball component about last night, we've got a lot of work to do on that front. So these are the things and the distractions that we have to clear up quickly so that we can get back to the main thing, and that's winning basketball games.
Right, exactly. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But I am kind of curious about, kind of broadly, from your playing days and now as a general manager, Landry Fields, you talked about, you know, not letting things kind of leak out here. How difficult is it to whatever happens in the locker room stays in the locker room? How difficult is it to cap stuff like that?
Well, I mean, right now it's actually more challenging than ever, right? Because, you know, like, as with anything, we're human, and we enjoy and need connectivity with others, and we talk. And in this age where something could leak and a tweet can happen, and all of a sudden it ignites this whole fire, it's harder, right? Because more and more people are now exposed to that type of stuff. Whereas before that whole thing, it's like things kind of die out because there's only so far of a reach that it could actually get to. So at this point in time, you know, you're talking with your staff, you're talking with the players, talking with everyone that's in the organization, and just trying to create a culture where, you know, it's a we thing, and we handle these things internally, and, you know, we do our best to try to make sure, like, those things stay internally, and we address those. But it's a challenge, man. It's something where we always have to be mindful of that kind of stuff, and it's better to just not have situations like this in the first place. But, you know, I would be naive, and it would be unrealistic to say that they don't happen, because, as I said before, this is just the nature of human relationships, and we kind of wrestle through them, and then we grow, and that's where we're at right now. So got a data point where we can look at and find a growth opportunity here and try to make the pathway forward.
All right, so just a final point on this, and we'll move on, I promise. Everything, you know, coaches worked out, Trey's worked out, this has worked out, and we're moving forward, and we're past this?
Yeah, that's exactly where it's at. It's something that we've all, as I said before, you know, handled and addressed internally, and just trying to find, you know, a point where we could be better, you know, in our communication and in our relationships with one another, and taking those steps and having a plan in place on how best to do that. So we're in a better spot than we were, and that's the good news. So all moving forward and getting to where we ultimately want to be.
So now how can we fix this fourth quarter, man? I mean, you know, I'm watching the game. Just let me tell you what I was doing last night, Landry. So I'm watching the game, and I'm like, oh, Hawks got this. It's going great for three quarters. Then that fourth quarter rolls around, man, and it's like, I mean, what's going on? I mean, what happened from your perspective?
Well, I mean, Oklahoma City, you know, what they do is they're a drive and attack team. Like, that's what they do. Relative to the general NBA, they're not as great of a three-point shooting team, and they sort of lived in our paint last night. And when that happens, those are, you know, technically easier shots to make because you're closer to the basket. So percentages go up, and now we find ourselves, like, in a game and in a battle with that. So, hey, they stuck to what they do well, and, you know, they did what they had to do. But for us, like, it's all about getting guys out of our paint, defense at the point of attack, and not putting so much pressure on our back line there. I mean, I think that was a major difference in the ballgame for sure.
Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. What is it that you look at and say, okay, this is where we have to be better? Is it defense of the paint? What, they get 58 last night in the paint? something like that? Mm-hmm. Or is it end of game situations? Is it not playing down to your competition level? What is it that this team has to overcome now in order to maybe get on a run?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the first part. It is something where we have to contain the ball on the perimeter. And I could, that just keeps the integrity of our defense. And it keeps, you know, the other team out of areas where they're going to have a higher probability of success on each possession. So we've got to value each and every possession. You know, everyone kind of looks at it as like the entirety of the game, but if we can break it down into these mini games where every possession is a game in and of itself, and we treat it as such, you know, typically the more wins of possessions you have, you come out with a win at the end of the game. So it's something where you can't take anything for granted, especially in this league. Guys are just too good. You got to be locked in every single moment of the game. Got to continue to, you know, to move the ball. There's a rhythm that happens, and there's a feel and a chemistry when that ball touches other players and just kind of keeps them engaged and locked in. And, you know, that is all part of it. You know, you can run some of the best plays in the world, have the best ATOs, and your playbook could be phenomenal, but there's that component of making sure, like, guys are staying locked in, they're focused, you know, they're sharing the ball with one another, they're guarding their yard, as we call it, and making sure that they're doing the things that they need to do individually and buying into their role to the best of their ability, and then that's when the collective unit comes and we have greater success at the end of the game. You know, like last night, like our fourth quarter, just seemed like we kind of lost it and sort of died out there a little bit. Energy got low. Not sure if that was something where we needed to, you know, look at, like, just how tired guys were or whatnot. But, you know, for the most part, this is the NBA. This is the nature of it. And we got to be our best in those situations, especially towards the end of the games.
Is Bogey on some kind of minutes restriction right now?
Yeah. Just with his return to play, we got to make sure that we ease him back into it. You know, he's looked great so far. But we want to make sure that we're thinking about the long term of him going forward.
Can you get Landry Fields, general manager of the Hawks? Can you give us any? Is there anything new on the John Collins and DeAndre Hunter front?
No, just in rehab right now. Progressing for sure. Hopefully, we get these guys back. And gosh, I would love it to be the next few weeks, but we'll see. It's a sort of a day by day thing, and how they're responding to the treatment. And then obviously we got to get them ramped up with their conditioning back on the court and whatnot. So still going to take some time, but yeah, definitely miss those guys. They're extra bodies that we need, and they're obviously great players.
Well, you got one trip here, a quick trip up to New York City, and of course Trey goes back up to
New York City,
Madison Square Garden, where they Landry have you know, serenaded him in the past, as you know, spit on him and everything else you can imagine. you go to Madison Square and then you go over to Barclays for a quick two-game trip. What are you expecting out of this? You're hoping that this is what salves the team right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting to play in New York City at any stage of the season. So this is where, you know, guys got to look at that and got to be in excitement for that. We've got to get back on that horse. Like, this is the season's still relatively young, and this is where we've got to lock back in and try to make a more consistent run at things here. You know, because you never want that, you never want the season ball to get away from you, especially this early. So, got to find a way moving forward, especially going into New York City, where, you know, it's always electrifying and fans are great there. So, got to keep our eyes on the prize and maintain our vision of trying to be championship caliber. And, you know, that's not as much objectives and goals as it is an everyday approach and habits to our craft. So I think our guys will be ready, though.
Landry, as always, do appreciate good luck going up to New York, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you.
All right, guys. All right, thanks for having me.
The general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, Landry Fields, on the WayForward.com hotline as we talk about the Atlanta Hawks and the New York Knicks. Our coverage tomorrow night begins at 7 from Madison Square, tip at 7:30, and hopefully the Hawks can get back on track. Coming up next, the man of many hats, Mike Conney, will join the program. We'll see what he has to say about the Hawks, maybe ask him for an update on Bob Rathbun. Hopefully everything's going well with that. And get his thoughts and more as we continue on the morning show on Sports Radio 90 on The Game and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here. Only-
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conti.
Slides it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy Moore and Power Home Team of Keller Williams Realty.
The man of many hats is in the studio this morning, Mike Conti. How are you doing, Mike?
Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Pretty good, pretty good. We're doing better than the Hawks in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That was low-hanging fruit.
Well, I think the weatherman is probably doing better than the Hawks in the fourth quarter. I can't put my finger on it. I mean, Tanintra gave you the numbers there in the update. 25th in the league in fourth quarter scoring. Uh-huh. Or I'm sorry, I have that mixed up. 25th in fourth quarter scoring differential, but they're minus on the season. 27th in fourth quarter scoring. I think it was 37-25 in the fourth quarter last night, Oklahoma. Now, you are fouling them. You're trying to play that game to try to cut into the deficit in the final 2 minutes. But alarming trend, and it's not well-timed because you have all the other commotion going on right now.
Yeah.
The Hawks needed nothing more than a blowout win last night with Trey going off for a big number and everyone hugging it out at the end of the game. And instead, you did not get that. And now, you know, there's a chance that the singular result last night is going to be overreacted to a little bit in light of everything that has happened over the last, I guess, 4 or 5 days.
Well, there was a scary moment before the game. Bob Rathbun, the longtime announcer for Bally's and, of course, Hawks announcer, had a medical emergency.
Yeah.
And just wondering if you had heard anything.
He's good. He's okay. I don't want to say too much just to respect Bob's privacy, but I think Bob would be okay with me saying that he is okay.
Okay, good.
They treated him for dehydration. It was really scary. I've seen that happen before. I was covering a New Orleans Saints training camp a couple years ago. Well, more than a couple now. Well, I'm getting old. But, you know, a prominent member of the media in New Orleans had an episode that looked almost identical to that, and we were all incredibly concerned about it. It turns out he was just dehydrated. You know, it sounds like that was all with Bob. He was in good spirits. He was talking to the doctors and everything. He's conscious. So it sounds like Bob's going to be okay. I'm happy to report. Very scary to watch, though.
Yeah, it was. And so, Bob, all the best. That's good news.
He's all right. Can I just say, Bob's a friend to all of us.
Right.
He is a true gentleman. He is a friend to all of us. And it was hard for me to do the broadcast last night.
I was about to say it, Mike.
When I saw I did not see it happen live.
Mm-hmm.
Some creep decided to post the video online, which I thought was appalling. But I could not avoid it. It just came up on my Twitter.
Yeah.
When I saw that video, I did not want to do the game. It was very disturbing. But fortunately, again, it sounds like it looked way, way worse than what the actual outcome was.
And I want to say real quick, shout out to the broadcasters.
Did a great job.
Like, listen,
yeah.
And I couldn't imagine what it was like for them to have to pressed into duty like that.
No. No, and to continue to do their job.
Yes.
I mean, you got to understand, just to peel back the curtain a little bit, you know, that Hawks broadcast crew, I traveled with them for a while. You're traveling together. You're spending every day together during, you know, the fall, winter, and spring. And you really do become a family. And when you see one of your family members go down like that, it can be very, very jarring. So I think not just for Lauren, who stepped in and did the play-by-play, and Brian, who had to step in, but all the people in the truck, you know, to try to keep their wits about them and finish the broadcast. It just tip of the cap to them, and they did Bob proud. And the good news is, again, sounds like Bob is okay.
All right, well, let's get to the $100 million question here.
Yeah.
What did you make of the Zach Klein interview? What do you make of Trey's answer to it?
I didn't think Trey handled that well. I understand why Trey was as defensive as he was. I think we're kind of missing the point when we lash out at how the information got out. That's not the issue. The issue is it happened. The issue is Trey did not go to a game, and that was visible for 17,000 people in the arena.
Which is why it was never a private issue.
Exactly. And I think we're kind of missing the boat a little bit when that's what we want to punch back on. Look, all that being said, though, stuff like this does happen a lot in professional locker rooms, in basketball and football, baseball, soccer, hockey. I mean, you name it. There's always going to be clashes and disagreements. It sounds like, based on what I have been told of this incident, never got heated. Okay, there was no yelling. There was no blow-up or anything. It never got heated. It was just a disagreement. And we saw what the outcome was. The only thing the Hawks can really do about it now is just move on. You know, Trey's got to move on, and Nate McMillan's got to move on. And I think Hugh had it exactly right earlier in this hour. You know, as a leader, sometimes you kind of have to swallow it and accept it and move on and not let it linger. That's what good leaders do. So if Trey wants to be the face of this franchise, and if Trey wants to be a leader, he's got to move past this, as I believe Nate McMillan has moved past this based on his comments last night.
A couple of quick little rapid-fire questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins the Heisman?
I thought it was interesting to see Stetson get in there. I don't think he's going to win, but I saw a really interesting tweet. No, listen, I'm a huge Stetson Bennett advocate. I've been fighting with people on Twitter for 3 years about Stetson Bennett.
Okay.
I saw a really interesting tweet. Bennett's numbers compared to the other four finalists against AP top 25 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not even comparable. I mean, Stetson Bennett's raw numbers alone.
He's relatable, Mike. I think that plays a lot into it.
I think he will end up in the top three, and people are going to be shocked by that.
Okay.
But I think Caleb Williams wins the Heisman, even after what happened Friday night.
Will Arthur Smith name Desmond Ridder the starter in the next 2 weeks?
Yes.
Just checking.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think the fact that he hasn't come out unequivocally and said, no, Mariota's still the starter.
Everything's set up perfectly for it. You're in a bye.
Right.
Tampa winning last night may have even made it a little easier of a decision. Yes, I believe Desmond Ridder will be the starter.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens here.
You think so?
Yeah,
do. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. It would be interesting.
Yeah. Well, look, I would rather not throw him in against the Saints in the Superdome for his first career start.
So you want to ease him into it.
But you're also coming off a bye week where you have 2 weeks to prepare for this.
Gotcha.
Right.
So. Gotcha.
Yeah, and we see in the next four games, because once you put him in, right, Hugh? Once you put him in, you're not yanking him out.
No, you can't take him out. You can't take him out. If Tampa had lost last night, maybe it's a slightly different discussion.
Yeah, maybe because I wondered a little bit, and it was I forget. Maybe it was you, Hugh. Somebody said get both ready, and you start.
You could
Mariota,
do that too.
And yeah. if he struggles at all, he becomes Ridder.
You could do that too. But I think they should have been doing that all along. And they had a window in the Pittsburgh game, I thought, to replace Mariota. I think he had more than enough misses where it was justifiable.
All right, Mike. As always,
All right, guys, take care.
I do appreciate it. Mike Kiney, the man of many hats, and we will check in with him. Steak and Sandra today are on remote at Jay Christopher's in Buckhead. Is that right? Did I get it right?
Oh, they're doing it fancy.
Brookhaven.
They're doing it fancy today.
Okay. I guess I could read the sheet that Mike puts right in front of me. Steakhouse at Jay Christopher's in Brookhaven today. We'll talk to them next as we continue on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.